This is HealthWise Radio. Herbal remedies, vitamins and supplements, diet, fitness, heart health and more. Brought to you by HealthWise in the Seaway Mall, Welland. Now here's your host, Julie Beaver.
Good morning and welcome to our show today. Well, we just had our wonderful Valentine's Day and Monday is family today, family day. This is just a weekend full of love and family. There's nothing better than a day off that celebrates family. So enjoy, be together, try and get out in the community and do something fun. On our show today, we're continuing our chats about everything that's healthy for our hearts. We've got a wonderful guest joining us, Wayne Elliott. Wayne is the head of International Marine Salvage and Raw Materials. He's been involved in recycling and in the environment for many, many years now. And he's taken a role with Strauss Heart Drops, and he's been educating us on this wonderful product. Good morning, Wayne.
Morning, Julie.
Thank you so much for joining us again. It's great to have you back.
It's always my pleasure. Thank you.
And so, Wayne, I'm really excited because you've been mentioning a couple products. They're not new, but they were coming back. And we actually do finally have them back on our shelves. So today I'm really excited to talk about the new or returning products from Strauss.
Yes, these are both great products, Julie. I had a lot of experience with them 20 years ago when the company was making them. They're actually 300-year-old products, both of them.
Wow.
But 20 years ago, I was involved with Strauss and was involved in selling and distributing. Mm-hmm. And, of course, like everything else, like the rest of their products and the few other great products I've found, I was a customer first. And I'd already been taking the Strauss Heart Drops, of course, and when I learned they had this formula for rebuilding damaged heart cells and for irregular heartbeat, that's the CardioCom, I had a 24/7 irregular heartbeat, a one-beat race, and I felt every one of them, and it drove me slowly crazy, really, it did. I went to sleep with them, the irregular beat, and feeling every one, woke up with it. It never stopped for, I don't know, approximately 7 or 8 years.
Oh, wow.
And it really bothered me. My best buddy, he had a wild irregular heartbeat, but he didn't feel it.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't know. I felt every single race beat.
Okay.
And boy, when I took the CardioCom way back then, whatever it is, 19 or 20 years ago, it stopped my irregular heartbeat. My heartbeat was regulated. I took it for 3 months then, Julie, and that's a long time ago. And I just got my order as well. I ordered 3 bottles of the kidney blood pressure and 3 of the CardioCom because, I mean, it worked so well for me so long ago. I've not ever had an irregular heartbeat since, nor have I had high blood pressure since. So I thought, just as a preventative, I'm going to do, so I got 3 bottles of each, I'm going to do a 3-bottle treatment again.
Yeah.
And hopefully never again have high blood pressure or irregular heartbeat. So these work so well, you know, they're a treatment, Julie. This isn't something that you'd want as a supplement every day for the rest of your life. These are treatments. And what we found way back then was that most people were like me.
Mm-hmm.
3 months, and they were good. My friend Joe, he was in such poor health. He was 5 months. My mother was, I guess, between five and six months. My mom was to normalize her blood pressure using the kidney formula. And so, again, like with anything, Julie, it depends on our age, our condition, our overall health condition, et cetera. But, as I say, the majority of the people, it was 3 months to take these products. They would get their good results. And then, of course, you don't need to keep taking it. So
that's
it's
nice.
Important to mention that to folks, I think.
Yeah, because often, you know, when we think of herbal remedies, natural remedies, it's something that we're sort of going to help the body with, but we're taking it for long periods of time usually. But this, it's nice to do this. It's almost like a cleanse. It's almost like a reset to the body.
It really is. And in terms of the kidney blood pressure, it is a cleanse, truthfully, Julie. The formula does specialize, if you will, or target bacteria in our kidney. Excuse me, in our kidneys, and it turns out that that's the cause of slightly more than half of high blood pressure is the kidneys and the fact that the bacteria. Bacteria, of course, bad bacteria is no good for us anywhere.
No.
And the kidneys, along with the bladder and prostate, are probably the areas of our bodies that are slowest to accept help, slowest to accept medication or whatever it is we're doing for them. I don't know why that is. But it's a fact. So it's kind of important not to do your best not to skip a dose. Bacteria can grow back very quickly in the kidney, so we don't want to do one step forward, one step back. You'll want to take it at least twice a day if you take the kidney formula. I always recommend three, Julie, but I have to be honest with people. I've always, for the most part, taken it twice and taken extra large doses. So I actually take more than the minimum recommended dose, but I do it in two doses most of the time, not three.
I think it's easier for people to remember. I know my husband's a huge fan of the Strauss Heart Drops, and I see him tend to take it twice a day. In the beginning, he did the cleanse. He did the 3 mil. He was pretty steady with it. But yeah, now he does about two a day, and he feels great on it. And I have to tell you, the man used to be chronically getting sinus infections and so many other problems. And then it just seems to be helping on many, many levels, those Strauss Heart Drops.
That's great. That's great to hear, Julie. You told me when your husband started them a while back, and it always warms my heart when I hear anyone start on the Heart Drops. And it's not unusual, Julie, that your husband or anyone can experience different things and many different things. I mean, let's face it, what the Heart Drops do is dissolve the plaque and cholesterol and move it out of our body. It's the best way. Remove all the blood flow restrictions, the blockages, and have full blood flow as we're intended. But the thing of it is that we are affected anywhere we have restricted or blocked blood flow, and eventually we'll have trouble wherever it's restricted. So it is truly, it sometimes sounds like snake oil, but it's almost infinite the number of things that can happen when you get that full blood flow. I've told so many people, Julie, in 2 weeks, it was the first thing I noticed with Heart Drops 20-something years ago. Mm-hmm. In 2 weeks, the hearing returned to my left ear. Never dreamed that was cholesterol. Wouldn't have guessed that a million years, but it was. And I'd say within 6 months of taking them, and of course I felt a new man, there's no question about that. I felt like Superman, really. But about 6 months after taking them, Julie, I stopped wearing eyeglasses for about 5 years.
Yeah.
And then I went to take a special truck driving test just to help on a project hauling asbestos, and I failed the eye test. So I did need the eyeglasses again, but I went 5 years without them.
Yeah, it's amazing. And, there are doctors that have proven that, that our arteries everywhere, even to our eyes, can be clogged. And there's just simple natural things like Strauss Heart Drops, vitamin C, that can help dissolve and unclog all of this business. So I think it's amazing. Now, Wayne, some of the questions we're getting with the new product introduction is, do I stop taking my Heart Drops? Do I use both products? How do you answer these questions?
Well, absolutely. I'm a huge believer, and I take about, I don't know, by average, Julie, I take 7 or 8 products a day.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly with the Strauss products, we found it was always best to take Heart Drops as well as the other product. And I can only assume, Julie, the reason that turns out to be true is that we need the blood flow to take whatever medicine, food, or supplements to get to where we want them to get to. The blood is the only transportation system, so it's not a surprise to me that everything worked better when taken with Strauss Heart Drops. It just kind of if you look at Strauss Hard Drops as the guaranteed delivery system, it's really what it is. And there's no one doesn't notice a difference when they take Strauss Hard Drops. So
yeah, it's true.
I sure recommend it with whatever else you're taking. Even if you're taking a long list of pharmaceuticals, I recommend you take the Strauss Hard Drops and have them work despite the drugs.
Yeah. If you're just tuning into the show, you're listening to The HealthWise Show. The HealthWise Show is on every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. On our short show today, we're talking with Wayne Elliott, and we're exploring the benefits of Strauss Heart Drops and the new products that Strauss has introduced. Now, Wayne, you've talked a little bit more about the kidney and blood pressure, and the one for arrhythmia, this is called CardioCalm. What's in
That's
this
right.
product? What do we find in this product?
Well, again, there's hawthorn berries and leaves. And to be honest with you, I'm driving, so I don't have a bottle or anything with me to read it off to you. But all natural, of course, all herbal ingredients and in perfect proportion. Excuse me. To tell the truth, I guess I'm almost a month into taking the CardioCalm and the kidney again.
Yeah.
But years ago, I was so grateful, Julie, to have my heart stop beating with that one beat race of supraventricular tachycardia. A lot of times I think I'd have been way better off, less stressed, if I hadn't felt every beat. I feel I would have been better, but nonetheless, it's things are what they are, but I find it kind of amazing, you know, Julie, that for approximately 19 or 20 years, took that product once and have never had the arrhythmia again. So, I just love that about these products. Now, the Strauss Heart Drops and the kidney, same thing. 3 months, call it 3 to 6 months to cover the whole gamut of folks, their ages, their conditions, and so forth. But that you're done with it then. Now, the Strauss Heart Drops, I got to admit, Julie, after a few years, I'm going to guess at 2-3 years, I got a little bit lazy with the heart drops. I had done all my blood tests and realized, okay, I'm cleaned out of plaque. I had this idea, well, I'll do maintenance. And, of course, it's easy to miss and to be slack. And, well, the next thing I knew, and I guess it was a lot of years later, it was 15 years later, didn't I have issues with my carotid arteries, the ones that go up to our brain and up to our head and cause strokes when they're clogged? And it turns out, and a lot, Julie, because of some of my poor diet habits, you know, I love chocolate almonds and things like this, and I really do. I have eaten insane amounts of them. So, you know, I was foolish to have backed off on the Strauss Heart Drops because I was in Cleveland. My wife's, we were getting ready for her family reunion the next day, and she was buying products in the store to make up her special dish for the reunion. And my eyes went a little funny, and I didn't feel right. I went to my doctor and told him what happened, you know, and it was never had a feeling like that before. Well, of course, he was concerned about, you know, the possibility of stroke. And so I went for a vascular ultrasound, and sure enough, my carotid arteries, they said, were clogged between 55% and 65%.
Wow.
And of course, it's difficult to get doctor appointments in Canada, so he made an appointment with a vascular surgeon, and I had no intention of having a surgery. Please know that. There was no way I was going to have these scraped out or anything, but I did want to talk to the surgeon.
Yeah.
So I made an appointment, which was 7 months later, Julie. But what I did do was really go back at the Strauss Heart Drops for that 7 months. And when I went for a vascular ultrasound in the same building as the vascular surgeon was in, they send you for an ultrasound just before you see the doctor. I had gone down to approximately 25% blockage in each carotid artery.
Yeah.
And that took 7 months, but it taught me a lesson, Julie, to, if you're prone to clogging like I am, and, you know, to be fair with everyone, you know, these pounds and pounds of chocolate almonds and stuff is just not good.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not good for anyone.
No.
And that's for sure.
We all have our weaknesses.
But you know, as long as I was doing that stuff, you know, I realized that, well, I believe, Julie, that was mm-hmm. That was the cause of my carotid arteries getting bad like that. And anyway, I went back to taking them, you know, more than the small dose for that 7 month period. Mm-hmm. And I was really thrilled to get the results of that vascular ultrasound. The surgeon said to me, Wayne, there's nothing that I would propose doing for you, for your age, you know, that and the other thing. But I learned my lesson, Julie. I've not backed off them since.
Yeah.
That is a few years ago. Now, I never want that to happen, of course.
Yeah.
Who wants a stroke or a heart attack?
No,
absolutely not. Great prevention, you know, great prevention even after you're cleared out. Now, we do say that diabetics,
mm-hmm.
because their biggest challenge is blood flow, that diabetics are best to take it every day the rest of their lives.
Okay.
They don't have to take extra. We've just seen miracle after miracle with diabetics. Again, some of my close friends and many, many folks that I've met. But their risk, of course, is to lose a part of themselves, lose their eyesight.
Their limbs, their
blood,
toes.
Blood flow is their issue, you know. It's their issue. And they have a 400 to 500% greater chance of a heart attack or stroke than do non-diabetics. So it's no joke. It's no joke for them, that's for sure. And again, you know, if you're prone to clogging like me, Julie, and especially if you're not going to be really diligent on what you eat, which isn't the whole story anyway. It's not all about what you eat, but if you're not going to be super clean about how you eat, well then, you know, at least stay on a maintenance dose of the heart drops why let yourself clog up again?
Yeah. And, you know, you get such feedback when people embrace and discover Strauss heart drops because, you know, you will take it for this and maintain good, healthy blood flow, good, healthy arteries. And people will come in and say, well, I don't get sick anymore. I don't get colds and flus hardly ever because this stuff is so good for our immune system as well. Hey, garlic kills anything in there.
Well, it sure is for everything, Julie, and conditioning the arteries. You know, my dad was told at age 60 that he would go the way of his mom, my grandma, with the hardening of the arteries and wouldn't know his name within 5 years and so forth, just like my grandma. Well, that didn't happen. That didn't happen. My dad died at 77 of lung cancer, and he was as sharp as a tack.
Yeah.
So the day he died, and of course, he did have a bypass surgery canceled by the surgeons at the Boston Medical Center before that.
We've had other people report things like, you know, I was told I would need bypass. I was told I'd need surgery. But, you know, things are looking better, so we're going to hold off. And we just love to hear that because it's not really safe to have surgeries done in any case. It's life-altering. If we can naturally perform this, this is wonderful. So, Wayne, now, for folks who are worried about large chunks of plaque, I know you've talked to us about this before, but there's not, how do you explain this? There's not a risk of us taking heart drops and causing a stroke, correct?
No, Jim Strauss was conscious of that when he and Pete made the heart drops for Jim 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He knew he certainly didn't want a chunk of plaque to break off and give him a stroke. So the Strauss heart drops dissolves the plaque.
Okay.
There's never been, as far as I know, never been anyone who had any issue like that.
Yeah.
We did have years ago, Julie, from, and you were in the business then, many years ago.
Yeah, probably.
When I was involved, we had confirmed over a several-year period with a young lady named April that worked with us, over 1,200 canceled bypass surgeries in Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there were lots more, but these were the ones that we confirmed and the folks confirmed. I knew a bunch of them, right?
Yeah.
And that is something. I always felt great, of course, felt great for people, that's for sure, that would save the heart surgery, like myself and my friends. But I felt great for the families.
Yeah.
They didn't suffer. Dad didn't go down, you know, or mom with heart attack and
mm-hmm.
be on all the expensive drugs and not be able to work. And maybe the kids get to go to college instead.
Yeah.
So it just, you know, every canceled bypass surgery and everybody not on drugs for life just made me feel great. I mean, it's definitely a better way to go, Julie.
Yeah. Now, Wayne, when people are taking heart drops and they're having blood work done, is there something they, you know, it can be alarming because sometimes people have said their cholesterol seems to apparently go up at first. Does this happen? Because
That's how you know the Strauss heart drops are working.
Okay.
If you need them, like I did, if you need them as they work and dissolve the plaque,
mm-hmm.
there's only one transportation system in our body, and that's the blood system. So our blood carries our food, our oxygen, of course, our water, our wastewater, and our toxins when they're on their way out of us. So, yes, you would mm-hmm. expect your blood cholesterol level to go up. But that's we've discussed this before, Julie. That's
yeah.
the cholesterol myth, this business that high blood cholesterol is dangerous, when exactly the opposite is a fact.
Mm-hmm.
That people that have heart attacks, 80% of them have low blood cholesterol because it isn't floating in their blood. It's stuck in their arteries and veins.
Yes.
And that was me. I had what they would have called perfect blood cholesterol. They never suggested a pill to me.
Mm-hmm.
When I was 3.0 for years. And in the meantime, 80% of heart attack victims have low blood cholesterol, Julie. So
yeah.
it just kills me when folks get put on statin drugs, blood thinners, and so forth, when they have probably normal cholesterol. Their body's probably working just as it should.
Yeah.
And any excess cholesterol, of course, has to move in the blood.
Mm-hmm.
It has to move in the blood, no matter whether it's cholesterol our liver has made because we need it somewhere
yeah.
or that we've dissolved it and it's leaving the body. It's still the only transportation system is the bloodstream. So
mm-hmm.
that's shocked. It shocked my doctor way back 20 years ago. But he was a great man, just a wonderful man
yeah.
In Port Colborne. And he retired with 3 unopened bottles of Strauss heart drops on his in his desk. It just broke my heart. I'd go in there and you'd think I was the doctor. I'd go in, have him check my blood pressure, and then I'd give him heck about not taking the heart drops. And
yeah.
And he had the heart attack and had to quit practicing medicine. And just a shame. He couldn't get his head around how the Strauss heart drops worked. And it was a real
yeah.
heartbreaker for me because we don't need to lose some of these wonderful men and women who are great caring doctors, but
yeah.
he just couldn't get his head around it, and it ended his career, Julie.
Yeah.
He had the open heart surgery, but that's like prolonging death.
Yeah, unfortunately,
in my opinion.
Yeah, you open people up, it just, I think it gives you more chance for disease to get in. It's a tough call, and you know, the more and more we're learning about the human body, we hope more and more doctors would start to embrace a more natural point, but we got to start thinking outside the black bag. That's for
sure. Well, we have to start thinking for ourselves, too,
mm-hmm.
Julie. I mean, the good Lord, the Creator, gave us a brain. We use it for all other things, whether or not we're going to get a vehicle, look after our financial well-being.
Yep.
We need to pay close attention and have awareness of ourselves and our health. It's you must be a part of your own choices. When I... Years mm-hmm. ago at lectures, I heard so many times, well, my doctor made me go on a new drug.
Yeah.
Because I heard it so much, I would say to people, you know, one at a time, but I would say, what did he do? Did he tie you down and stick it in an orifice, or how did he make you exactly? How
it's
did he
fear.
Force you to take it? You know,
and then
a lot of people told me their doctor threatened to fire them.
Yep.
And I advised them they should go to the College of Physicians and Surgeons and report those doctors because they took an oath. They're not there to fire you. They took an oath, but it is a shame. And in their defense, Julie, doctors and nurses are actually not permitted to talk about alternative medicine. And the reason apparently is that the 2 hours they spend on it in all those years of medical school, they're told that they don't know. Science doesn't know what the herbs does in combination with their pharmaceuticals.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you this, after all these years' experience, what the herbs do, these great herbal formulas, is they work despite the drugs. They work despite the chemicals. And as Jim Strauss said, if you're not made from it, it cannot fix you. To expect our chemical drugs to fix our bodies is like taking our car to the lumber yard fixed with plywood and 2x4s. You must have materials the car's made from. So the only things that can fix us, Julie, is cells we're made from.
Yeah. It's interesting, right? A lot of these prescriptions that we're flocking to, the only thing they're doing is tackling a symptom, but we're just creating more havoc in our body. We've got to get back to the more natural state, like Strauss Heart Drops. I can't say enough. I love the product. I love the way my husband talks about it and feels when he's on it. So, great
product. Yeah, it's
product.
A pretty important thing, Julie, how we feel, right?
Yes.
This is something I'd like people to think about.
Okay, we just have 1 minute left, though, Wayne, okay? Just 1 minute left.
All right. Well, then we should focus on Strauss Heart Drops, Strauss Cardio Calm, and kidney blood pressure. And I'll tell you what's an excellent thing to do. Each cost about $1 a day, Julie, to take.
Yeah.
Is to take all three of those, and whatever is the issue, whatever is the cause of your high blood pressure, you'll be dealing with it. You'll be reviving, if you will, the cells of your heart muscle.
Okay.
And do a great cleanse on your kidney. And the Heart Drops, among other things, is a great blood cleanser. But you want to have blood everywhere you've got a vessel to carry it, because it's just the most important body function, period.
Okay. And with that, Wayne, we have run out of time. As always, it's awesome talking to you about Strauss Heart Drops. We love listening to your story, and we love exploring the benefits of this great Canadian-made product. So thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Julie. It's always my pleasure.
And for everyone out there, it's Heart Health Month, so our Strauss Heart Drops, Cardio Calm, and Kidney and Blood Pressure are on sale till the end of February. We've got great discounts. We've got some great new information cards you can come and pick up. I'd like to wish you a very wonderful family day, and to all of our listeners out there, I wish you a very healthy and happy day.
HealthWise Radio with Julie Beaver, brought to you by HealthWise in the Seaway Mall, Welland. Contact Julie at 905-735-4490, toll-free at 1-888-889-7444 or healthwiseonline.com.